Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday. And I know that we all just say, you know what, man, I need some encouragement. I'm a little bit physically tired. I'm mentally tired. I'm a little emotionally tired. And yet I'm thankful that God's like, hey, I want to help you and want to share maybe some scriptures with you. Something I've read from a devotion, maybe a podcast I've listened to, a YouTube video I've watched, just from a conversation that I have had with somebody. But I know that there's a lot of people hurting because, man, life's just really hard. And I've been doing ministry for a long time now, over 20 years. And it's as tough as I've ever seen it. So many people hurting. And Psalm 56:8. Is a verse that really is just so powerful when your heart's hurting. And man, you just need to shed a few tears. You just need to have a good cry. And it says, you have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have kept track of all my sorrows, and you have recorded each one in your book. Oh, man, that's so good. Psalm 56, verse 8. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle, and you have recorded each one in your book. Friends, I'm so thankful to know that God understands when we hurt. And we talked about this earlier this week, about being wise in relationships. And you miss Monday and Tuesday's programs, I encourage you to go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org, and listen to that 14-minute program or whatever platform you listen to podcast on. But sometimes the best thing we do is just have a good cry. But I'm so thankful to know that God stores up those tears in heaven in a bottle with our name on it. And so thankful that there's healing through those tears and just giving it to God. I saw this quote. It says, we are commanded to love everyone. We are not commanded to be in relationship with everyone. Have healthy boundaries. I believe that may have been from my good friend Jeremiah Johnson that's on in the mornings before me from 8 to 8:15. If you haven't caught his program, really want to encourage you to check it out. Just a great communicator of God's word. And man, I always just feel more loved by God. I'm encouraged. My faith grows when I listen to his good news in the morning with Jeremiah Johnson. But he said, we are commanded to love everyone, but we are not commanded to be in relationship with everyone. And friends, that's true. You just got to be careful. We all know there's people sometimes, they're just not healthy in a healthy place, and you can try to help for a little bit after a while. Then sometimes you just have to release them and let them and God do business, and God will provide other people to take care of them. But we don't have to be in relationship with everyone, and that's hard. But sometimes there's seasons where you have to end a relationship. Don't ever rush into it, but pray about it. Talk to God about it. Maybe talk to a couple of close friends that you trust. And just know that we are commanded to love everyone, but we are not commanded to be in relationship with everyone because it's just not healthy. I saw this great quote from Christine Kane. This is such a great, great quote. Love Christine Kane. If you're looking for somebody to be encouraged, check out her. I think she's got a podcast. You can just Google her, find her on YouTube. But Christine Kane, such a powerful communicator of God's word. She says, to do what God has called you to do, you will have to accept that what God knows about you is more important than what people think about you. Until what God thinks is more important to you than what other people think, you will always try to please people at the expense of pleasing God. There are times God will ask you to go where others will not go, to do what others will not do, to say what others will not say, and obey what others will not obey. You won't really know if pleasing God is your greatest desire in life until you experience the heartache of disappointing the people who you love the most. It is easy to follow the leading of the Spirit when everyone is affirming your choices. It is much more difficult when it costs the approval, affirmation, or encouragement of those from whom you most want it. I know it's not easy, but it is where you will find true peace, joy, and life. Go all in. God is worthy. Oh, man, that's so good. You may want to go back and listen to that again. It's a long quote, so I don't want to share it again, but just sometimes, friends, when God calls you to do something, it doesn't mean that everybody is going to be on page with it. I just want to encourage you, though, if you have peace about it and you have got some affirmation on it from maybe one or two others, then, you know, God, go forward, okay? But there's no way usually you're going to get everybody to affirm it, and sometimes maybe nobody is. And most of the time, I do not recommend that, but there's occasional times that God just saying, hey, you got to follow me and you got to trust me. And it's amazing what God can do when we're faithful. Cody Casey, one of the first guests I ever had on Hope Is Here. He played college football at Georgetown College, broke his leg his freshman year. He's a defensive back. Thought, yeah, 6 weeks will be better, probably finish out then the season, maybe playing the last couple of games. And yet, unfortunately, it wound up being like six leg operations later that they finally came to you and said, we're going to have to amputate your leg from the knee below. You can imagine at the age of 21 and being a college athlete and all of a sudden losing your leg. It would be hard for anybody, but especially somebody that young and a college football player. But Cody just said that's when his faith became real. Before, he just kind of was a token follower of Jesus, but he really pressed into God's word through that season and just said, I trust you, God, even though I don't understand you. And so recently I saw Cody Casey post on social media one day, take a second and thank God today. Take a second and thank God today. You know, here's a guy that if anybody had a reason to be bitter, it could be Cody. But he's not. He recently just got married. I believe he was 29 years old. And he's, I believe, being a state police officer, working, I believe, with law enforcement up in Indiana. And just so happy for him. In fact, I'm hoping to get him to come down to Kentucky and speak at Gardenside Christian Church where I pastor and have him share a testimony because it's just an incredible story of faith. I love this quote I saw recently. When the Bible says, do not lean on your own understanding, the Bible is being serious. Your heart is deceitful. Your emotions fluctuate. Your understanding does not see the overall big picture. God never lies. God never changes. God knows it all. Trust Him. And you know, friends, that we walk by faith and not by sight. That's a hard one. It is. It truly is. Then also Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6 says, with faith, it is impossible to please God. And yet, friends, I'm so thankful that it does require faith. First of all, it just starts at the very basic, just, you know, admitting I need a Savior. I can't save myself. And I'm so thankful that Jesus came. He made a way. God made it as easy as he could for us. But it cost Jesus everything. Rejection. Anybody ever been rejected before by a friend? How about being rejected by all the guys, 12 guys that you did life with intimately for 3 years, all 12 of them? Good old Peter denied him not once, not twice, but three times, even after Jesus predicted it. And Peter totally denied it. He would not do that, never. And yet he did. Yet Peter's one of the main people that Jesus used to build his church. And he got a second chance. And today, God wants to use you for a second chance. And I got news for you. We're always got to work with. Oh, my goodness. And so I just want to encourage you today to just say, you know, God, take my broken one and only life and just use it for your glory. Use it for your glory. And he will, friends. He will. He did it over and over with people in the Bible. I mean, think about Paul. I mean, Paul used to murder Christians, to kill Christians. And then one day he was blinded on the road to Damascus, and then God spoke to him, and then God restored his eyesight, and nobody had more impact on the building of the church and building followers of Jesus after his ascension to heaven than Paul. Wrote the most books in the New Testament of the Bible. And yet, at one time, he totally just, like I said, he killed, had Christians murdered. And so, friends, don't ever give up on anybody today. Maybe you're weary of praying for somebody. And I want to encourage you to keep praying. You just never know what it'll take to get them to put the other knee down and surrender their one and only life to Jesus. I saw this friend of mine, Deanna Bradley, posted this on Facebook recently. It says, it takes 556 honeybees to produce 1 pound of honey. One bee must tap 2 million flowers to produce that 1 pound of honey, and they travel 55,000 miles in doing so. They have a special little dance that they perform to let the other bees know when the nectar and pollen is located. Sounds like bumblebee GPS, right? So, you know, just to think, if God did all that, when you think about these things, you know he can do this thing in your life that just seems overwhelming. And as my friend Sherry Matherly says, you know, God's a God of details, friends. And that is so, so true. I've seen him do that in my life over and over, and look back at how he connects all the dots. It's just absolutely amazing. So friends, right now, I want to encourage you, God is working behind the scenes right now. Even though you may not see him, you may not know what's going to happen next, but all he's saying is just trust me. And you may be weak and weary today, but Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And friends, he'll give you strength in a way that you can never imagine, you can never understand. And he loves to help his kids. He loves to bless his kids. But it all starts with full surrender in our hearts and our minds. And we just know that you know that God wants to help you. I love this quote by Billy Graham. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict. It's God's job to judge. And my job to love. Oh, that's so good. Billy Graham. It is the Holy Spirit's job to convict, God's job to judge, and my job to love. I want to ask you, who is it that you need to love today that they're unlovely? I mean, they are like sandpaper to you in your life. And I know, friends, that God is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see him. And he loves you. And he loves you right where you're at, but he loves you too much to leave you there. And God disciplines those he loves. I mean, I know there's people in so many different seasons of life that are listening on the radio, on the podcast, on our YouTube channel. And yet, friends, God's working maybe somebody else's life right now, why he's delayed your answer to prayer. And even right now, things may seem hopeless. I promise you that things will be hopeful again. But you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You got to keep surrendering him and trusting him. Psalm 143, verse 8 says, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. And as we wrap up, Hope is here today on this Friday, as you're going to go on the weekend, I just want us all just kind of physically lift our hands and say, Lord, I lift up my soul to you today, and I want to ask you to show me the way to go. Maybe you've got a different plan for me, God, than I had for today. I've got my plan, but you know what? Today, I just want to ask you to show me the way I should go, and to you, I lift my soul and just ask you to guide and direct me. Friends, he's a good, good father, and he wants to do that for you today. So remember that there's always hope because of Jesus. Have a great weekend. If you've been blessed by this program, share it with somebody else. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you Monday. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.